Gold Central Victoria, the wake-up call with Daniel in for Robbo and Steve with you two mysterious ways. It's coming up on 20 to 7. Let's talk some Monday motivation with Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning.
Daniel, how are you, my friend?
I'm all right, thanks. Hey, I've got some big exciting news for you, straight off the bat.
This is what we want to hear on a Monday?
Yeah, I've started these diet shakes. You know the ones that they keep talking about on the TV?
Oh, yes.
Really, really, yep. Really excited that the fact that I can reveal that I've lost $250.
Oh, mate, that is some gold material on a Monday morning.
That's from the Robbo playbook, I understand.
Surprised how often I hear that. You'd be surprised how often. No, well, good look, as we always say, keep continuing on, brother. Just give it another couple of weeks and see how we go. And, mate, you might lose another 500. look, we're talking Monday morning, brand new Monday, brand new week. We are 16 weeks away from the Melbourne Marathon Running Festival. People hear the word marathon and obviously run, but away.
Yes.
But half marathon, 10K, 5K. And it's not actually about that day where you get to finish with a lap at the MCG and do something special. It's about 16 weeks, which is why I'm talking about it today, because most things in life, it is the process and the journey that's the joy, and the actual day is just a nice celebration. And it doesn't matter if you're walking the event, you know, on October 10 or you're running it and trying to qualify for a Boston Marathon time. It's just about the process of the next 16 weeks, not forcing the issue, getting a structured plan, and just bit by bit by bit by bit, minute by minute, system over outcome. This is where people change their lives. It's now. It's this process. It's not deciding 3 weeks before. So I wanted to chat about that and just maybe get people's minds ticking over, Dan.
I guess that's the big thing, isn't it? You mentioned there it's about 16 weeks, and it doesn't sound long, but if you start today and you go a little bit today and a little bit further tomorrow and a little bit further tomorrow, you know, you build up that system where you go, okay, I'm going to do that 5Ks or that 10Ks, even the half marathon if you wish to do that. I guess when I look at the thermostat this morning and it's -1, I need a lot of convincing.
Yep, I understand, especially in Central Vic. But I promise you, if you've got stuff in the diary, and again, it's not every day either.
Yep.
Like even the marathon plans, you've got regeneration and recovery days, which we're going to talk about next week because that's when we adapt and get better. But yeah, just the quality, one or two quality days where there might be a little bit more harder, quicker stuff, and just that one longer stuff where you might walk, jog a bit longer on the weekend. So it's not as if it's 7 days a week, but then this is where it comes. If you do 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks on end, stuff starts to become a little bit, quote-unquote, easier or not as much of a grind. And that's when you really start, stuff opens up and you go, wow, this event won't be as daunting as we think. And, you know, it ends up being, again, a celebration of the 4 months previous.
You mentioned there about the 5, the 10 and the half, and you also mentioned walking. Do a lot of people take up the offer of the walk rather than the run?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially, well, the first few weeks of training, absolutely. Most people will definitely be walking. And then you find if everything goes to plan, they can jog, walk, 5 and 10, absolutely. But yeah, if they want to walk the whole half marathon, absolutely. I bet there's people out there all the way. So if you something that interests you, wanting to walk 21.1K through the streets of Melbourne and finish with a lap of the MCG, like that's fantastic. And absolutely, mate, walkers are encouraged. It's just about getting people out doing an event. So you get to you're still a half marathoner.
Yep.
You're just doing a brisk walk, which is still bloody tough.
I like that. I like that. I can say that I'm a half marathoner, but it took me, you know, 4.5 days to do it.
It doesn't matter. You'll still get the medal and you'll still finish with a lap of the G. There might be a game of footy on by then, but that's okay.
That's all right.
October 10th. Might be the Sheffield Shield in the middle of a Wednesday.
Hey, Rick, really do appreciate your time this morning. If anyone wants to find out any details, how can they do that about the half marathon, mate?
Yep, so melbourne marathon.com, melbourne marathon festival.com, I think that might be.
Yep.
And of course, we've got lots of stuff on our website, runners.com, runnez.com.
Thank you, Rick. Really appreciate your time. And the boys, I'll chat with you next week.
Good on you, Dan. Have a great week.